So anyway, joining us to talk about the possibility of a of an Oprah Winfrey on the Democratic ticket is Dr. Alan Sachs, political science professor at UTA. Morning, Alan.
The dream ticket, Oprah and Dr. Phil. They could talk about feelings all day. It was a lot of fun for about 24 to 36 hours. I don't think it's going to have much traction. Where did I hear that before some years ago with another candidate?
Right.
So you got to be, very careful on who's going to make it and who's not going to make it. But I don't think it's really going to have much traction. She's never really been able to answer or haven't been posed hard questions to her. What do you think of immigration, Ms. Winfrey? What do you think about Social Security? What do you think about entitlements? What do you think about building a border wall? What do you think about any number of issues that ought to be thrown at her? And she's never really talked about those very much. I think once she does, she'll either attract some support or lose a lot of support and become a very different personality than she is at the present time.
I mean, wouldn't it be crazy if we had Donald Trump running for re-election, we had her running, maybe we have Mark Cuban running?
I doubt if any of that's going to happen. Mark Cuban could be a serious candidate if he wants to be. All of these individuals have one thing in common. They're billionaires, and they can spend some of their own money if they want to. Donald Trump spends some of his own money. Oprah may be able to do the same thing. But again, it's far down the line before I think anything begins to clarify. And if Oprah really wants it, or Mark Cuban, they're going to have to stand in the primaries with a lot of other people against him. I have a feeling a lot of Democrats are going to be running in the next presidential election cycle. And so how well are they going to do against all these seasoned Democrats, perhaps like Mr. Biden and some others that have been mentioned? So it's a long way down the line. I think the discussion about Oprah was fun for talk shows yesterday. A lot of calls came in. It was a lot of fun. A lot of speculation, but frankly, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Well, I kind of agree. She's certainly a charismatic, and she's a wonderful speaker. She's a wonderful performer, but it's all performance, and it's not. We don't know how she how well she thinks on her feet, and as you pointed out, stuff about of national interest. But what I'm really curious about is, do people even care about that stuff anymore?
I think you make a good point. I think so many people are just tired of politics and the divisions and the strife, but still politics seems to awaken them at a certain point, like football. I've seen so many football games this year, my eyes have clouded over, and yet what did I do last night? Watch more football. And so these things that we like, politics is also a contact sport, similar to football, and we keep being drawn back to it all the time like a magnet. I know I do. But Oprah, I don't believe, would even be the strongest of candidates. She was last, or on Sunday night before, that was her audience. That was her audience, the Golden Globes audience, and Hollywood. Those were her people. And they liked her, and she liked them. But once she gets out into a different crowd and can be really talked to by, I'm hesitant to say this, the media, after knowing what NBC was doing on Sunday night with their twittering, that they denied it, but it looked like at least somebody at NBC was saying, Oprah's our candidate, And if that's true with NBC, that's a shame, and would make it even more of evidence to a lot of people that the media is really not the media anymore. It's very different than they're taking sides. I don't know if that's been corroborated or not, but it sure looked bad.
So who do you think will rise through the ranks in the Democratic Party?
Well, Joe Biden's still there. I think he wants to run. He'll be, 76, 77, and a lot of people are talking about his age. But if he's in good shape physically, I think he'd like to make a run for it. He believes that he really could have done a lot better than Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump. He may have been right, but all those were speculations. What if, just like in football, what if, by an inch? And I think he'd like to run, but there could be other people come up. Mark Cuban, you mentioned, I think would be interesting. I don't know whether he'd run as a Democrat or not. Most likely so. I don't think he's going to run as a third-party candidate. That's very iffy. but it's very tempting to run as a third-party candidate. Another Dallasite ran as a third-party candidate many years ago and did very, very well as a spoiler, and that, of course, was Ross Perot.
Right.
And I use a spoiler. He started a whole new political party called the Reform Party. He did not win one state, did not win, I don't think, any electoral votes. But boy, did he spoil it for one individual, President George H.W. Bush. He's the individual that really elected then-governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton. He denies it, I think, but a lot of people think differently. So Ross Perot had a major role in American politics at the turn of the last, at the end of the last century. I don't know if Mark Cuban wants to go in that direction or not, or try to get the Democratic nomination. But all this is going to, you know, filter out. Donald Trump could still be a very popular candidate. It's still early in the election. He got a good rousing ovation yesterday at the Alabama-Georgia game, which was interesting. I understand at least a couple of the Alabama football players said some bad words about him as they were coming out on the field. But that's going to happen.
Sure. Very quickly, we're running out of time, but I'm curious about Mitt Romney. He's moved to Utah. It looks like he's going to take over Orrin Hatch's seat, and it looks like he might just be gearing up for a fight with Donald Trump.
That could happen, but it's very tough to go after an incumbent president. Jimmy Carter was challenged by Teddy Kennedy in a serious event many years ago within the Democratic Party. It's going to take a lot, and a lot of people in the Republican Party really just do not feel very kindly toward Governor Romney. He ran a very poor campaign himself against President Obama. A lot of people think it could have been a lot better. And also the terrible bad words that he said about Donald Trump very early last year. So he has some real political baggage, as they all do. But all in all, Governor Romney is still a very attractive candidate. I think he'll make a very fine United States Senator from the state, taking the place of an old-time senator who had been there a long time.
Just real quick, do you think this president's going to make it through his entire 4 years?
Yes, I do. If he doesn't, I think that the divisions in this country would be even greater yet. There are divisions today, but boy, if we want to see even more divisions, even greater than today, but it's going to happen, perhaps, especially if the Democrats try that word called impeachment. And that apparently is going to be a big word in the Democratic lexicon during the next year of campaigning. That's not good.
Right. Alan, always a pleasure. It's been a while since we talked with you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. It's always appreciated.
There's Dr. Alan Sachs, UT Arlington political science professor.